and whoever they built for here in Seneca, then they did an unbelievable job for them, I'm sure. And their building was done on time, and their building was done on budget, and they got some great results and some great relationships outside of that. So it is a better building experience. It is the first phone call is going to be different for you. The discovery session you can schedule with them is going to be different for you. And it's going to work. It's going to be a collaborative effort. There's going to be some communication things that happen, and they'll do an awesome job for you at Trail. The telephone number, I mean, the 800-319-7006, the telephone number, 800-319-7006. I keep telling folks the second best website out there, and it is amazing and very informative. So I want you to look at some of the work they've done. Chances are you know somebody they built for, and just ask them straight up, how was your relationship with Trail? What did it look like? I think you'll find that time and time again, people keep coming back to it. It's Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Let's get to our phone line, 654-ROAR. Jay is up first this hour. Good morning, Jay. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mick. How are you? So good to talk to you again. I hadn't had a chance to speak with you. I used to be the head coach at West Oak back in 2008 to 2012.
Right, yes, sir.
So thankful for the app, man. I'm down here in Mineta, Ridge Spring, Mineta now. But listen to you every morning and on the app, and y'all just do such a great job. But so glad to hear your family and everybody's doing well. So I just wanted to, call in and talk. But I did want to talk a little bit. It's just as a high school coach, and it's been doing it a long time. It's really disturbing to me just what's going on in college football, just because it sends a mixed and wrong message to these high school kids nowadays.
Yeah, you grew up in the era like I did where there were so many residuals of football, and it was about the lessons, the teamwork, the dedication, the sacrifice, and the commitment, and we yielded these great men and women, the great men, I should say, in this sport especially, but these great fathers and husbands and these people who just did an amazing job. And as it turns out, we're missing some of that. I have a question for you, Coach, as a high school coach, because, you've been through it where we went through every 7-on-7 passing league, and the passing probably got a little bit better. One of the concerns that I think that comes through some of it is the toughness of the game. We spent a lot of time the other day talking about the mental and physical toughness of the game and how maybe NIL, transfer portal, kind of detracts away from mental toughness and maybe even physical toughness to a certain extent. Is it, as a high school coach now, I mean, everybody wants to come up and play basketball on grass. I get that. Is it tougher now? I don't want to be the get off my long old guy, but is it tougher now to build hard nose, to build toughness, mental and physical toughness in football programs at a high school level?
Well, Mickey, you and I are the same age. Yeah. And I think the biggest challenge, Mick, honest to goodness, is kids have so many more options now. Yeah. There is a fundamental core belief in football, at least, and I won't ever change that. You win at the line of scrimmage, offense and defense, and right. You got to be physical and you got to be tough. And the teams that win championships have all of that plus the culture. But as a coach, you find a balance. When I remember playing and we had two-a-days and three-a-days and high, and now, man, if it's so hard, some of these kids will just go on and do something else. And that goes deeper than just football. I think that's a society thing, people.
Sure.
But that's one of the great things about football that I've always loved is it's a great teacher for life, because life is not always easy. But those
right.
people that are successful and those people that persevere are the people that can fight through the tough times and can overcome the adversity. And that's why I've always loved it. But with NIL and transfer portal, well, if I'm not getting what I think I should get, or I'm not getting my bag, or I'm not getting the playing time I get, well, I'll just go somewhere else. I'm not going to stick it out. I'm not going to persevere. I'm not going to learn all those traits. And honest to goodness, I don't know why you would want to be a college football coach nowadays, because it's the NFL free agency every year, but there are no contracts. If I was going to do that, I'd just soon coach in the league.
Yeah, yeah. I have so many guys now that I know that are out of it, that have gotten out of it, and the thing they always say is, man, I'm so glad I was in it when I was, because I got to experience it at the level I did and got the experience I did, and now, man, it just seems like it's just a very difficult task for sure. And at your level, yeah. You know, I understand that kids have more to do. I understand, you know, a mom or dad worried about the concussion issues and things on these lines. But I would just say this. The game of football is the greatest team sport. And the lessons that can be learned on a football field and a practice field and a weight room or a bus ride to an away game or a camp or, those are invaluable, man. I mean, those are so valuable to character development and raising good young men.
That's the key. You know, everywhere I've been, and I've been fortunate to be at a lot of programs that had a lot of success, won a couple state championships as assistant coach, and those great programs, that was the core fundamental of all those programs, was it wasn't about winning and losing. It was about trying to teach young people how to become great young men, great husbands, great fathers, because, you know, at some point for everybody, I don't care how good you are, the ball goes flat. And then what? Yeah. You know, when you put the cleats up, then what? What's next? And so, you know, but nowadays in high school, it's everybody sees social media, Instagram, TikTok, everybody's got highlights and this, that, and a third. But it's still one half of 1% of all high school football players are going to play college football. So it's got to be more than about just, all right, how much can I get? Can I get mine? Because college used to be that way, because percentage of playing in the NFL professionally, but now they're playing pro in college, I guess, because they're getting paid way more than anybody else. So I don't know. It's kind of sad for me. Like you said, I don't want to be off to get off my lawn guy, but man, it is just changed. And I love the Tigers. I'm a Clemson grad, but I feel for the coaches up there, just because how do you motivate the guy? And that's the hard part of recruiting, and that's hard. I don't know that it gets better with the portal, other than you just got a bunch of now mercenary guys, but I guess you lose some of that culture and what makes the game great. I guess that's what it does. But listen, buddy, I know you got a lot of people want to get in, but I just wanted to call and check in with you and tell you what a great job y'all are doing, and so happy for you and the family, and y'all just take care and God bless. Okay, Mick?
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you checking in with us, buddy. Always good to hear from you. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you, man.
Coach Jay Brandon, a longtime friend, guy coached here. Coach Brandon tells a story of how they ran the same play over and over and over. Said, run until they can't stop it. And then run until they stop it, because they can't stop us right now. I love that idea, that philosophy. Did I read this right? Is Landon on hold? The landman out there on hold with us this morning?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Where in the world are you? Aren't you coming down this weekend? Aren't you doing some high school football on Friday night for us?
I am. I'm actually up to go play golf this morning, in fact.
What?
White Plains in Pageland, South Carolina. I didn't hear about it until I had to look it up on my Apple map here. But, yeah.
All right. I could be wrong. I think I played golf in Pageland. I don't know if they have two courses in Pageland now, but many, 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 many years ago. So don't break whatever course record I set that day.
Oh,
whatever that
well,
was.
Well, I don't. Yeah. I've heard you talk about your golf game. I don't think I'm probably touching your record, but
no.
I'll be happy to shoot in the 80s, I guess.
Good for you. Hey, what? Who you got Friday night here?
I believe it is Teal, Hannah, and Easley. It took a minute to find some open spaces, but I think we finally got one at Hannah and Easley.
All right, looking forward to that. And it should be a good game, and they're going to put you up on the roof and do your calling for that. I can't wait to hear it, man. You know, I'm embarrassed to tell you this. I've never heard your play-by-play. I heard you're good at it, but I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I guess you're going to have to listen. I know that's a lot of pressure, though. I mean, I got to being my best game if I know you're listening.
Oh, no. Oh, you'll do great. You'll do good. Hey, you're a baseball – well, I say you're a baseball game, you're a Red Sox fan. You don't really know what baseball is, but I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
How's the Vitelli to – Tony Vitelli to the Giants? How's that going to work, man? Is that going to be a good deal? How's that going to work?
I'm not really sure. I thought that was wild that that was the first guy to ever go straight from college all the way up to the top job. I think what they're looking at is just his moxie, right? Like the energy he brings like to the teams. I think is what they're just looking for. Now, him doing that with, you know, grown men might be a little bit different than the college kids, but I mean, I think he'll be interesting. I think he's a great coach as far as, like, even the X's and O's. But I think the amount of energy and the camaraderie that he brings, I think it could work. At least just creating some sort of chemistry for the team to build on. But it'll be interesting to see what kind of philosophy he takes and what philosophy he decides to leave back at Tennessee. But hey, it doesn't matter if his team doesn't go in actually spend the money they have, much like my team.
Well, your team, that's all y'all do. You have to buy championships every 100 years or so.
Okay.
You
know, right.
Yeah, understand all that.
Well, you know, I'm just saying the Red Sox, I mean, we're going to be in a better spot than the Yankees are next year. Yeah, y'all getting closer and closer to, you know, your roster really falling apart here because, you know, you're only getting older and the Red Sox are only getting younger. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of golf, Red Sox played golf longer than the Yankees have because they were off earlier, you know.
Yeah, but then y'all were right there behind us.
That's okay.
That's how it is.
That's right. We beat y'all through that. All right, man, I'm looking forward to it. Tomorrow night, Friday night, a little Hannah on the play-by-play. The landman coming in hot. Should be good tomorrow night, buddy.
Yes, sir. You stay warm out there.
I'm bundled up, buddy. I'm bundled up. Hit them good today, man, and we'll talk to you tomorrow for sure. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Always good to hear from you. All right, my friend. That's Landon. Gonna play a little golf today. Can't beat that. Will Clinton, can we do something before the break?
Sure.
So Terry from Greenwood, longtime listener, great listener, said, Mickey, I hate to ask you to do this, but can you do a win game for our Tigers? Consider state of Tiger organization. I already know it may not be pretty, but I'm old school, and my number one goal is a huge fan over the last 60 years to beat the Gamecocks. After all, if you don't beat Carolina, nothing else matters. Great show, brother. Oh, see, I think Clemson is one of the most difficult win games out there right now. How do you know which team you're going to get? Now, I'm assuming that Cade Klubnik's going to be back after the open date. Can we assume that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If that is the case, let's assume that he's healthy moving forward. So, right now, 3-4. Ouch. You ready?
I'm ready. I don't want to do this, but I will.
Duke.
Loss.
According to FPI, Clemson has a 58% chance of beating Duke. I personally, I don't see how what Mensa does. I don't see how you beat Duke. Duke's better than SMU, I think, offensively at least. Well, defensively, I don't know. I think he's better than Jennings. Now you'll have Klubnik. I'd say loss. Florida State at home?
Win.
I would agree with that. At Louisville?
I think that's a loss.
I would agree with that. Furman?
Win.
And for a bowl game, South Carolina. Have you seen the meme of the Gamecocks and Tigers having a little tea party? The football players having a little tea party at the 50-yard line?
Yes, I think that's fantastic.
I mean, how do you know on that game? Who's worse between those two?
Yeah, this is at best going to be 2-5-6 teams. Right now, I'm leaning towards win.
Gamecocks a 54.9% chance of beating Clemson according to FPI. I'll go loss right now. I think South Carolina defense is better than Clemson's defense. And, I mean, I think their offensive line is bad. And I don't know. Who's got the worst offensive line? How do you know who's going to win that game?
It's tough. This is the most optimistic I've been about this specific game all season, really. Well, after the LSU game. But I just feel like South Carolina's falling apart, and it's going to be tough for them to.
But they're losing the good teams. Clemson's not losing the good teams.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
I mean, you can't tell me that Syracuse is a good team or that SMU's a good team. I mean, I can buy Georgia Tech. I can't buy, I don't know, LSU, Georgia Tech, but I don't know, man. I don't know how in the world you feel about that one. We'll do a South Carolina win game when we come back. Let's take a short break. We're at Eggs Up Grill. Come by and see us. We're in Seneca Eggs Up Grill. We're now there at 74,579 eggs that they've busted open here at Eggs Up Grill. We're raising money for Tigers for Tatas. If you've not given to the campaign, those that have given, we thank you. You've been a huge part of a huge success with this deal. If you've not given, I'd ask you to consider giving. Letter T, the number 4, the letter T. Text that T4T to 53555. 53555. We have T-shirts here for sale. We have wristbands for sale. We have hats for sale. We have coffee. We have all kinds of great things. And all the proceeds go to Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. So help us raise some money. Come by and see us. Love to do that. We'll come back. An open phone line segment when you come back after this.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join the Landman, Landon Harbin, and Nick Costello live this Friday night at 7 p.m. for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. This week, the Roar will be at TL Anna High School as the Jackets play host to the nearby Easley Green Wave. Listen live here on the Roar, where every day is game day.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
This is a really cool organization. This is a they're raising money for someone who's lost a parent, and over 170 participating restaurants will donate 20% of their total sales the entire day today to Let There Be Mom. With Dine Out With Mom, with Let There Be Mom today. That's a pretty cool deal, and they're obviously philanthropic here, and I think they're donating 10%. I'm right saying it's 10% in the Clemson, Seneca, and Greenwood stores today, 10% to Tigers for Tatas. So a lot of good things happening there. I also found out from Darby during the break that they've been open here since June, and that 74,579 egg count, that was from last Monday. They do it once a week, and so that's pretty cool. And then at Clemson, they've been open for a couple of years now, and they've done 750,000 eggs there. How about that? That's pretty cool. So they'll celebrate the million. I think they said to celebrate the 100,000 and 500,000. They'll celebrate the million when they're pretty soon. Hey, my great friends at over at Snyder Tree Care, when I talk to Eric Snyder, I mean, I talk about culture, and I talk about a great place to work, and I talk about, and they're hiring, oh, by the way. And we talk about, I mean, I understand tree growth regulators and why you want to control the growth of the tree. I understand, you know, pruning for winter storms and all that. And then Eric talks to me about bug treatments like the spotted lantern fly invasion. I had no idea that we've got a spotted lantern fly invasion going on. You know who does, though? Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. So let the talk to them about the spotted lantern fly invasion and see what that if they can help you with that. These are things you just got to think about and worry about it at Eric Snyder and SnyderTreeCare.com. All right. SnyderTree.com, 833-4-MY-TREE. All right, Wilt, can we do South Carolina win game?
Let's do it.
I don't see how you – I mean, so you came up with Clemson beating South Carolina. I came up with them losing South Carolina. I came up with 5-7. You came up with 6-6.
Not good either way, but yes.
No, nothing's good either way. All right, you ready for South Carolina then?
Let's.
Currently 3-4 as well.
Let's do it.
Win game for the Gamecocks. Bama roll into town. Isn't it kind of special when Bama comes to town? It's like it's the they'll bring their band. What they'll do, and this is embarrassing. If you're a South Carolina fan, if you're losing in the fourth quarter, go ahead and take off. You don't want to hear it. There's nothing more demoralizing than when Bama beats you, and at the end of the game, they do the, hey, Cox, we just beat the hell out of you. Ramajama, Yellowham, give them hell, Alabama. Man, that's demoralizing when you get told by their band how they just beat you and all their fans in your stadium and all that. Anyway, I think that's a loss, man. Bama's a – it's only a 12.5-point spread.
Yeah. Years past, hosting a highly ranked Bama team, they've played some close games, and they've won in the past as well, but not on Saturday. That's a loss.
Not going to happen, huh? All right, how about at Ole Miss?
Loss.
Agreed. At A&M?
Loss.
Agreed. A chicken fight in Williams-Brice, Gamecocks and Chanticleers, Coastal Carolina.
As a good friend of mine says, a cockfight in the cock house.
Yes.
That's a win.
Chicken. They're going to be fighting some chickens over there. I'll give them a win there, too. And now you had the right to change your mind here. Clemson, you could say loss for both teams.
honestly, I think both teams deserve a loss in this game, but I'll stick with a loss for South Carolina here.
All right, so you're going 4-8. I'm saying they beat Clemson. I'm going 5-7. And hot seat material there, maybe, just maybe. I probably need to get permission to tell the Saban story. Let me text my buddy and see if I have permission to tell the Saban story. Because I heard a great Nick Saban story yesterday. So let me get permission before I do that. I was going to go ahead and tell. I told a couple people here. But we'll try to tell maybe that Nick Saban story a little bit later on if I can do that. Paul Strela is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. We're going to talk Clemson recruiting. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. That's our Adams & Co. roofing text line. QCT getting in today, and he's got a long book. I'll read it to you now. He said, I made the same point the coach made yesterday. The culture at Clemson is no longer relevant, at least not one that breeds winning in today's college football landscape. Turning players into men, husbands, and fathers used to matter. The Paul journey was a good selling point. But in 2025, that's not what recruits and their parents are looking for. The life after football journey, it's no longer the selling point. The focus now is simple. Get paid and get to the NFL later. That's the new priority for the kids and the parents. That culture no longer sells. It's irrelevant. If Dabo continues to sell recruits leading that culture, then Clemson won't win anytime soon. The sad part is that folks like myself, the old QCT in Atlanta, Georgia, saw this coming in 2020 when NIL passed, and even earlier when the idea was first introduced and proposed. Even I knew Clemson was going to have to make big changes to survive. So how could the man making $11.5 million and the folks not see that, and how could they have not taken that, instead waiting 4 years and watching everything collapse? The real proactivity from the smart folks is extremely troubling, and that reactive since 2021 has been minimal. Well, a couple things. Number one, I was also saying it, QCT, that this is going to change everything, and he did all that. But number two, remember the all that was going into it, and this is a team that was ranked in the preseason top five, so the thought was that maybe, just maybe, that you could do it another way. I mean, a preseason top five with what we thought was a very talented roster, we were wrong, but the thought was that it was still going to pay off. And if you remember, even the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, whoever it was, had the article that maybe Dabo's way was going to be the new way. Now, that's not proven to be the case, and I'm still convinced that you can't win it that way. But you know, for a man that built it for 17 years a certain way, to all of a sudden abandon that, that's got to hurt. And I ask a lot of people out there, you know, if in your side of your family structure, inside your company, if you've done one thing and it's worked forever and you're principled about it, and then all of a sudden you've got to do things that you don't feel great about doing just to get it done, I mean, you know, that's you see the dilemma through all that. And as Coach Brandon said, and what you're saying, QCT, and I believe all this, I think you're right about it, but, I mean, it's not an easy as – as it sounds, in that you're just going to abandon all of that. I mean, when you abandon all of that, when you just go to totally transactional, totally NFL, then get ready for, say, what Florida State has done. And that is worst to first to worst, right? I mean, I think that's what's coming to Clemson, coming to Florida State, coming to South Carolina, coming to North Carolina, coming to Georgia, coming to a lot of places. Worst to first to worst. And that up and down world of you're going to be great 1 year. If they get the free agency right in the NFL 1 year, then you can do great things. Then the salary cap's going to hit you, and you're going to fall back again. So I think the days of anybody being good for a long time, you got to get it right and get it right every year. As I mentioned on the show, I think maybe Tuesday this week, very good friend of mine is a Miami Hurricane fan, and he says, look, I think that we've recruited well enough, and I think we got the NIL down well enough. I think we can do this. And my thing to him was, yeah, but if there's any kind of, and it's not a total, it's a soft cap here because of the rev share stuff, and I know they're trying to raise more money, but what's going to happen to Miami has happened to, like, the Kansas City Chiefs, is you've got to make a decision. You're going to pay Mahomes, you're going to pay Hill. And they paid Mahomes. But and what they've turned into, their offense hadn't been very good. You know, their defense last year was what carried them, because the offense wasn't good, because they had to make decisions on who to pay. And so this idea that Miami's going to be great all of a sudden now from now on, no, I don't believe that. I believe they'll be really good 1 year, but I'm not sold on being really good next year, because other people are coming after their players. And not everybody's going to hang around. All those great recruiting classes, well, somebody's going to try to pay them more. And so the Miami fan came to me and said, well, but people don't leave programs like Alabama. And I said, well, look at Ohio State right now. Their best player on defense is Caleb Downs, came from Alabama. Their starting quarterback, Julian Sayin, came from Alabama. And I think they're leaving Georgia. And I think they're leaving Ohio State. And I think they're leaving Alabama. And so, and I think that's going to happen more and more and more, because for a lot of these players, they realize if it isn't what you say, QCT, and I believe it is, but if it is what you say it is, then they're going to leave you too. And even if you participate at the highest level, you can go out, and Clemson this year can go out and get, well, let's use Duke as an example, and Mensah, the quarterback. They went out and paid a ton of money to go get Tulane's quarterback, and he's had a good year. And by the way, they're not very good at Duke, but he's had a good year. But if he left you, then he left them, he can leave you too. I mean, is it not true? Do we not say this all the time about life of, you know, the girlfriend that breaks up the family because the husband cheats on him, and what we tell her is, if he cheated on her, he'll cheat on you. And if he left Southern Cal to go to Oklahoma, well, guess what, Oklahoma? He can leave you too. And so where is the stability at all of it? And it is disturbing to think that your success is not – I mean, it's basically it's week to week now. And your idea as a coach is, I mean, you're on the hot seat, it's week to week now. But you think that there's going to be 10 teams? You think Indiana can stay there? Maybe. You think Georgia Tech can stay there? I don't know, man. I don't know. You think A&M's going to stay there? Well, all those A&M guys, they're going to be making more money elsewhere, can't they? Isn't somebody going to come in and offer A&M guys? Isn't Ole Miss going to offer A&M guys more? It is uncapped, no contract, free agency, and all player options and no club options. And what that's going to mean is that enjoy the 11-1 season, because next year it could be 4-8 like that. I think that's where we're headed. I could be wrong, but I've been right about everything so far. So I'll tell you a quick story after a break. Had a post-round conversation with someone yesterday. Sent two kids to Auburn, and they were talking about NIL. So want to get in that when we come back. Short break. We're at Eggs Up Grill. Love to see you here. It's traffic kind of died down a little bit. I guess school. Everybody's in school now. So you 9 o'clockers come out and see us. Seeing some folks enjoy breakfast now. We have Tigers for Tatas T-shirts and hats and all in the coffee and the bands. So come by, make a donation. If you're online right now, if you're in your car right now, on the way to work right now, if you haven't given, we'd love for you to give. T4T. Text that to 53555. Raising money for Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. Short break, much more after this.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered with clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Hey Tiger fans, do you like the sound of live music, great food, and more, all to support a great cause? Well, the 4th annual Backyard Bash will be here before you know it, just around the corner on October 25th. Tickets are just $35 right now, all children 12 and under getting in for free, and just $20 if you're a student. All proceeds going to the Clemson Community Care. Bring a lawn chair, bring a cooler, get out to the White House on College Avenue backyard at 422 College Avenue, Clemson. And for more details, you can go to MonahanCo.com.
Tigers for Tatas. Text T4T to 53555 for an easy way to donate. With your help, we can make a difference.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My friends at Ingles are doing a great job as well. And, hey, you good folks, remember this. You good folks knowing that, Clemson fans, you got the weekend off, but you're still going to be barbecuing and tailgating, and you're still going to be watching games at the house. And so you got to go by and do it. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Got the egg salad and chicken salad last week, and love those. I will tell you about Ingles is that their deli department does an incredible job. The boar's head roast beef and that's my staple. They got all the hams and turkeys and the cheeses. I've noticed a big difference in the roast beef. Boar's head cheeses that I've had. Love that. Love the drink specials. I finished off my 4-pack of cream soda the other day. We love that. And don't forget about the great vegetables and everything they do there. Ingles, love the prices, love the savings. Get the gas, get the Starbucks. Do it at Ingles. At your local Ingles market. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I asked this question, Will, and I'll ask everybody out there to get to. Like, when Bama rolls into town, Bama coming to Columbia this weekend, doesn't it feel like a big deal? Like, Notre Dame's kind of the same way. When those teams, and Bama hadn't come to Clemson. Bama's come to Columbia a couple times there. But when Clemson played Bama in the playoffs, doesn't it feel like there's a little extra juice there? Am I wrong, Will? You feel the same way?
Yeah, it has to do with the level of competition and honestly the prestige of the program. I mean, you could have said that about Clemson in years past. At least I'd like to think that's how people felt about us.
Yeah,
but yeah. I mean, it's
for some of the ACC teams, maybe. But like, here's my point. Yeah. Right now, A&M is ranked ahead of Alabama. A&M might be a better football team than Alabama. But when A&M comes to your place, I think it feels like a big game, but it doesn't feel like Bama coming. Does that make sense? Even in Bama's bad years, it's like it's Alabama. And I do the same thing for Notre Dame. So we'll do that here. Notre Dame's been to Clemson several times. And they brought in some good teams. They brought in some bad teams, whatever. But it just feels different to see those gold helmets and to see those gold cleats and to see, like, it. There's a little bit extra juice whenever Notre Dame or Bama comes. You agree?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's because of the prestige of the program associated with
sure.
it. And, I mean,
sure.
especially with Notre Dame and Alabama, especially in the South, you're going to have
a lot of people
traveling with the team.
Let me ask you this. Who else would be in that conversation?
You know, I was already trying to scrape my brain and try to come up with someone else, but maybe Michigan. But we, you know, I've never been to a game that Michigan's played. Maybe Ohio State in the state of South Carolina, but again, I've never been to a game that Ohio State played in, so I can't really confirm that.
I've been to Ohio State Clemson games in playoffs. Not necessarily, you know, and that's a different deal. And playing in any playoff game, like playing Oklahoma and playing in playoff games, that's one thing. Like the Gamecocks had Oklahoma in last week for the first time, and that felt like a fairly big deal, but not as big as Bama. And Bama's been there before, so like the Oklahoma thing probably felt like a little novelty, I would guess. But when Bama comes, it is just a little bit different. And I hate to say this for the Georgia thing, but like as good as Georgia is, that it doesn't feel like Bama coming. To me, at least. Am I wrong, Gamecock fans? Am I wrong through that? Stephen from Simpsonville says Southern Cal would be that way. And Southern Cal's come to Columbia before. And South Carolina's going to Southern Cal before. And I, you know, probably kind of feels that way a little bit. Song Girls and Fight On and Trojan March, all that maybe. But I think the two, to me, still Bama and still Notre Dame, probably more than anything else. And Clemson's got the big Notre Dame thing coming in. Like I said, even when Notre Dame wasn't great, was that last couple of years where the last time they came in here, it still felt like a big deal because it's Notre Dame. And nobody wants to admit that, but kind of feels that way to me at least. 2492 says, I grew up watching Pete Carroll, USC Dynasty, so I throw them in there. Even though they're not the same now, I still feel the juice. Yeah, and the uniforms, and I go back farther than that. Texter, this is from 2838. You're not wrong. Yeah, see, it's just something about that. Now, Texter 8274 makes a point. It's only a big deal if you think you have a chance. Waiting on a big program to come smash you isn't a big deal. See, Alabama came to Clemson in the 70s, in the 60s, the early 70s and the 60s, and Alabama destroyed Clemson over here. Now, there's one close game in there. But, yeah, when you got a chance to win the game, maybe so. Is that why South Carolina fans, would they feel juice going into this game? Or not, you know? Like, maybe, I don't know. Like I said, Georgia and South Carolina played so much. And, you know, maybe, you know, some of those Florida teams that came in here just didn't feel like Bama and Notre Dame, maybe. I don't know. Kind of an interesting thought there. All right, Will, let me run this by you. So, yesterday I played and had a really cool foursome and really good guys. And then after the round, well, one of the guys' wives joined us. They were going to go to a party later that night, and so they joined us and just had a 15-minute conversation. And this couple, they live down in Georgia, and they're Georgia fans. They sent their two kids to Auburn. They live down near in the lower part of the state, down in Thomasville. And she said that we know a Florida State. We met a Florida State coach's wife. You know, they live fairly close to Tallahassee. And we said, and the thing was, she said, hey, man, it's going to be cool to be, you know, your husband be coach at Florida State. And she said it used to be. And so the coach's wife explained everything to this Auburn mom and this Georgia fan. And so the lady, very nice, by the way, had several questions and comments about it. And one of the things she kept reiterating to me, and again, it's only a 15-minute conversation, but it's pretty interesting. She said, like, why are we doing any of this? And you know, to expand on that, she was saying, guys are tampering after games. Guys are making phone calls tampering after games. Like, why are we doing that? And why are we allowing that? And we say, well, there's no pay for play, but yet we've got the Louisville kid that played in the G League. That's pay for play. It's like, why are we allowing that to happen? And it's almost like, and I don't want to put it in too simple terms here, but it's almost like as a female, she was asking, why are you males letting that happen? Like, you know, we wouldn't allow that to happen. And that's a good point. And that's something, and I told her, look, it's all about not getting sued. You know, Tom Izzo said that. It's about not getting sued. But it's a very good question. And I'll ask you, Will, why are we allowing this stuff to happen? If we all know it's wrong, and we all know it's not the best way for everybody, and especially, and she made a great point. She said, it's about the fans in these sports, isn't it? And I said, yeah. So why is fans, and why as administrators, and why as adults, why are we letting this happen?
I think it has to do with, I mean, what can you do? Even if a million people stand up and say we don't like this happening, is that really going to make a difference?
Well, what a defeatist, negative, depressing thought. But it's true.
Yeah, exactly. When it comes down to it, the people who want to make these changes and really bring a lot of negativity, and you call it what you will, I've heard people say it's the downfall of the sport, but it's the people who are making money off of it who are going to make sure that they make more money and do whatever they want in these
situations. What if they don't make more money? Like, is it a way?
Well,
Yeah,
but if you have to get those same million people to come together and promise to not go to games and not turn the channels on that are playing these games and not go to, you know, the websites that have the box scores for these games, you have to absolutely cut it out if you want to make a change.
Well, her point that I thought was brilliant is that as a fan, they're asking you to keep doing it. And as a fan, you don't like it, but you're still doing it. And text makes a good point about the immorality of it. Another text makes a great point is college football is a drug. We want it so bad we're willing to look past all the negative stuff just to have it. See, it's awfully concerning. And again, this person that I was talking to yesterday, they're not a college football fan. But they're a college football observer. And I thought she made a great point. It's like, why are we continuing to do this? And when is somebody going to stand up and go, if the coaches don't like it and the presidents don't like it and the ADs don't like it and the fans don't like it, then that's where the power is. You know, one of the things I always talk about, like, I always take up for the fan. And who is anybody ever going to take up for the fan through it all? Is anybody going to stand up for the fan? Because that's where the true power is that we have that. We have the power. But we're just going to continue to fall in unprincipled ways and just continue to give in. We're just continue to give more money and more money and more money to something that we don't like. I mean, imagine that. Imagine Eggs Up Grill that the food wasn't good and people they didn't want people to come in and eat. I'm looking right now, man. This pumpkin cream pancakes, that looked good to me. I'm really going in there and pay for that. But what if it was terrible food? We're gonna people to ask you to come in and pay for it? What if Ford and Chevy and Toyota started making these like these terrible cars? We're gonna ask people to just keep buying?
Well, that's kind of happening too. But let's not go down that track.
But I mean, at least they work. At least they like mine gets me here.
That's fair.
My good friend Matt Wright says, I'm 57 and I've been an IPTA member for 44 years, but will probably not renew next year because I'm so disgusted with the money and what it's doing to the game I used to love. They've completely forgotten about me as a fan and what I have to do to support them. But here's the thing. They're going to come to you and ask for more and more and more and more and more, and we just do it? And no one's ever going to stand up and say no? And we think that's okay? I don't know, man. It was an enlightening conversation yesterday, and I've thought this way for the longest time, and it took a non-college football fanatic to bring it out, you know? I'm fascinated by that for sure. All right. When we come back, Paul Strelo is going to join us. We'll talk some Clemson football off-season open date thoughts, talk some Clemson recruiting thoughts. There is some recruiting news going on in Clemson, and also you got some basketball commitments. So we'll get with Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrator.com and talk much more about that. Hey, my awesome friends here at Eggs Up Grill want you to come by. 10% of their donation, of their proceeds today will go to the All In Foundation. So that's great stuff. And I've got T-shirts here and hats here and wristbands here and coffee here. Come by and see us. Eggs Up Grill does an awesome job. We're gonna talk to the good folks at Eggs Up Grill in hour number three today. So if you're making your way in, if you're in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, we'd love for you to come by and see us. Right beside the Dollar Tree here, right down from Bed Bath Works, so right down from right here in the middle, right behind Aspen Dental. So if you're making your way anywhere in Seneca, come shake hands and press the flesh and kiss babies, and we'll get some boats here today. And you can come see what the dermatologist did to my face. Hey, Will, by the way, you're young. You haven't had dermatology work yet? Whew, freezing those things off your face? Ouch. So anyway, come on, see us. We'd love to see you. Hour number three with Paul Strelo kicking things off when you come back right after this.